Rejoice and be glad in it. We hope you are excited about this day that God has created and included us in, and we yet give him praise. Here it is, the 12th day of March. Can you believe it? And we're moving rapidly through March, but we thank God for his keeping power. We have to count our blessings, as we always say, and name them one by one. Count your many blessings, and you'll be surprised at what the Lord has done. I tell you, we need to keep a faith file and begin to reflect back over all that God has done and all that he's doing. Because when the tough times come, and they will, we need to look at that file and remind ourselves that we are certainly blessed, we are chosen, we have been selected by God for what we are doing, and God is keeping us for a reason. And so we yet give him praise today, we honor him, and we bless his name. And we're certainly grateful for each of you on the call today and your continued support of this inspirational moment. I tell you, I hope you are getting adjusted to daylight savings time and that you are up and raring and ready to go. Many are on spring break this week, but we thank God for, yet, as we've already said, including us in his plan for this day. But daylight savings time takes a little adjusting and getting used to. But in the next couple of weeks, you'll be on track. And believe it or not, we're in the Lenten season. And I tell you, Easter, Resurrection Sunday will be here before you know it. Good Friday and all of the Holy Week experiences will be here before you know it. And so we hope that you are in tune and that you're focusing. And we're going to have a leadership fast at the last week of this month. This is particularly for the leaders, but it's not exempt for anyone else being a part of it. But we're going to be preparing ourselves as leaders that last week of this month and trying to get ready for Resurrection Sunday. I tell you, I'm so excited. Well, there's a word for us today. As I was meditating, praying, and deliberating, found in James, the third chapter, the book of James, the third chapter, verse number 13. Here's what it says from the King James Version. Who is a wise man and endowed with knowledge among us? Let him show out of good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. So who is wise among us? You know, then we and endowed with knowledge among us. That's what it said. We have a responsibility as wise people, as wise believers, to show out of the good conversations our works with meekness of wisdom. In other words, we have to really focus our attention on what God has given us, and then we have to redeposit that into the lives of others with a sense of meekness, with a sense of understanding some of the things that they may be going through. Now, there are times, no doubt, that we encounter other believers who are going through different issues that we have gone through ourselves. And many times when we look back over what we have gone through, we have an opportunity to give them some advice that we know brought us through. But God brings us through differently. Everyone does not come through their issues the same way. Somebody say amen. And so we have to make sure that we handle people with the meekness of wisdom. That's what James 3 and 13 is telling us. And then it also helps us to get clarity when we are encountering other people as they are going through, how we ought to behave as it relates to the words that we share with them. We have to speak words. That's what I want to talk about today. Speak your words with love. Yeah, we have to speak our words with love. Because, you know, when you look at God's love, you know, God's love is amazing. And it's so amazing that we ought to humble ourselves in such a way that it calls us to a greater sense of accountability. We have responsibility, we have accountability, and even as Romans tells us, that even while we were yet sinners, Christ died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so that tells us a lot about the how amazing God's love is toward us. And so particularly when we're in relationship with each other, and here's a word for couples, each person in a relationship should seek to rise to that standard every day where you are held to a greater sense of accountability. Now, that's key, because what you're doing as a couple to meet that standard is important for the other person that you're connected with. We must be mindful. This is what I'm trying to get you to see. We're talking about speaking words with love. We must be mindful that how our words are spoken. You know, we talked about listening, and we talked about how important it is for us not to get consumed by what we're going through, lost in the sauce, if you will. And many times it's because we allow our words to be consumed, not with a spirit of love, not with a spirit of meekness, but many times it's because we allow our words to be consumed with anger and with frustration and with a lot of emotion. Somebody say amen. And so I think it's important for us, particularly as couples, we should be mindful how our words are spoken, and we should speak those words in love. We're talking about speaking, speak your words with love. And we're looking at James, the third chapter, in verse number 13. And your deeds should be done with the spirit of love, thinking of others first. Now, that's hard for many of us to do, because how can we really express genuine and sincere agape love toward someone else when we haven't gotten to a place in our own lives where we love ourselves as God loved us? You know, I talk a lot about how our behavior ought to match our belief, and how what we say should really align with what we believe in, and how we go about carrying ourselves and our actions. You really should speak louder than our words. But many times we forget that God has extended grace toward us, and so we have a right and a responsibility to extend grace and love toward others. God's love is a selfless love, and that's the kind of love that we ought to exhibit, even when it comes to relationships that we bind ourselves in. So if you're a couple and you want to grow in your relationship with your spouse or with your significant other, then your relationship is going to, if it's going to meet the destiny that God has designed for that to happen, then you cannot be consumed with just your needs. That's what you talk. That's what I'm trying to get you to see when it comes to talking about how we have to realize the importance and the significance of others, and not get so consumed with our own needs that we feel to realize that there are needs that others might have that we might be overlooking. So it's important that we be have accountability in that sense, and allow our behavior to match our belief. So if you say you love God, if you're excited about what God has done for you, if you are grateful for God sparing your life and getting you through the tough times, and you understand clearly that, you know, as you go through each day, there are going to be times, there are going to be situations that's going to challenge your faith, that's going to stretch you in your faith, and how you've got to respond with the wisdom and the love of God, then you got to make sure that you don't allow others to take the bad end of what you're trying to get them to see, but that you love them and you're concerned about them just as much as you're concerned about yourself. And so I think we have a responsibility as believers to speak our words with love. So I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know your situation or your circumstance. But when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, when we think of the grace that was extended for us, when we look back over our lives and we reflect over the times when we were trying to get out of the mess that we were in and we're trying to understand how we're going to make it. And here you are on this 12th day of March. You're clothed in your right mind because God spared you, because God extended his love and his wisdom and his mercy toward you. As a matter of fact, he reached down and he picked you up and he turned you around. He placed your feet on the solid ground. We ought to be expressions of that love that God extended toward us. And we ought to speak our words with love, because even while we were in our sin, God thought enough of us to send his son to die that we might have life and have life more abundantly. And so when we think of God's amazing love, it should humble us and really call us to a greater accountability, a sense of accountability in how we handle others and how we treat others and how we speak to others and how we become exhibitors of the grace that has been extended toward us. So when we embrace the love of God and we start operating out of a sense of accountability, not just to ourselves, but to others, you are transformed by what you will discover when you embrace God's love. You'll be transformed by what you discover about him. When you love somebody the way God wants you to love, you're going to be changed for the better. A change is going to happen, and it's going to add something to you and not diminish something from your situation. Many times we're afraid to step out because we're afraid to lose what we already have. But when we embrace the love of God, we are transformed by what we discover about him. And then those things that we thought were difficult, many times we look back and we see, wow, God had that all the time. And I was up all night worrying and wondering how I was going to make it out of it. But God had already handled it. That's because he's our shepherd and he goes before us. And so we ought to have a right, a reason, and a responsibility in knowing that what we do each day, even when it comes to our words, are important. And we walk in knowing that God is pleased when his love is manifested through us towards somebody else. Well, that's the word for today. That's the thought. That's James, the third chapter. You read it at your leisure. It talks about those who are wise and those who have been endowed with knowledge. Let him show out of a good conversation, talking about speaking words of love, his works with meekness of wisdom. Let's have a word of prayer. God, we're extremely grateful for this day, and we do thank you for our lives. We thank you for your spirit's abiding presence. We pray now, dear Lord, that even while we move through this day, that we understand clearly that our behavior ought to match our belief, and that we should speak words with love, and that we should be exhibitors of the love that has been extended toward us. We thank you for loving us even when we didn't love ourselves. We thank you for delivering and setting us free. For your word decrees that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so God, we realize that even while we were yet in our mess, that you died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so now, God, as we move forward, we pray your choices, blessing to be upon us. We pray that you would show yourself strong on our behalf. And we thank you for showing us your love. And we recognize that we have not loved as we should. And we ask that you forgive us of our sins. Help us now, God, to invest more time and energy into becoming what you would have us to become. Through our relationships, through how we encounter people, and through the wonderful opportunities that you will extend toward us. We pray, dear Lord, that you will grant us the wisdom to walk in your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and praise God. Well, that's the thought for today. Look, let me give you the playback number. It's 605-475-3228. And look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And don't forget now, keep those spiritual antennas up. I believe God's going to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. But after all, we have been blessed to be a blessing, and we have been saved to do some saving. We have been loved by God that we might love somebody else. So until next time, you be blessed.